10. Oil spills. Every year, 2.2 million tons of oil are spilled into the ocean. Actually, this only amounts to a small percentage of the total 1.6 billion tons of oil shipped around the world each year. However, this spilled oil has terrible effects on ocean life, including the coastlines where the oil washes up onto shore. Some of the largest spills in history were caused by oil tankers running into each other or by an oil tanker sailing into shallow water and hitting the bottom of the ocean. After these spills, officials try to discover who or what was at fault to help prevent similar accidents in the future. One of the worst oil spills in history occurred along the Alaskan coastline in 1989. In this accident, 42,000 tons of oil spilled from a tanker, which resulted in terrible damage to this sensitive natural area. In this spill, the tanker's captain, who was tired from overwork and drinking alcohol, had gone to take a rest. He gave control of the ship to the third mate. The third mate was unfamiliar with the path the ship took, and he ran the ship onto Blyg Reef, is a natural underwater rock wall near the Alaskan coast. Damaged by the reef, the ship leaked oil out into the ocean. More than 1,600 kilometers, 1,000 miles, of coastline were affected by the oil spill. Some scientists who study nature in the area guess that 580,000 birds and 5,500 otters died when the oil from the spill covered their skin. As well, smaller shellfish and other sea creatures living on the ocean floor were also affected, and these creatures were later eaten by seals, whales, and other animals. The most oil ever spilled was actually dumped on purpose as an act of ecological warfare. The term ecological warfare means to fight by doing harm to nature in an area under attack. In 1990, Iraq sent soldiers into Kuwait and set off the Persian Gulf War. As part of the Iraqi war plan, 900,000 tons of oil were released into the Persian Gulf by Iraq. This oil covered 1,500 square kilometers, 600 square miles, of water in the Persian Gulf. The oil also damaged 650 kilometers, 400 miles, of the coastline of both Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. In some places, oil floating on the water was measured to be 43 centimeters, 17 inches, thick. Water birds, water plants, and baby fish were all seriously affected by the oil. The long-term effects of this act on the food chain in the area are bound to cause problems far into the future.